Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. As we wrap up another incredible year, what a year it's been, with one special moment, as we will discuss, I wanted to do something special to celebrate the journey of this podcast, which began way back in April 2017. So today I present to you the 12 Days of Oasis Podcast. Instead of lords a-leaping and drummers drumming, we're going to take a trip down memory lane with 12 monumental moments in the history of this very podcast. So if all has gone to plan, then you'll be hearing one of these every day from the 13th of December all the way through to Christmas Eve. Or if you want to check out all of them right now, then you can head over to the Oasis Podcast Patreon page, where they are all there in one big episode. All right, so let's crack on, shall we? And just to say, I know it's a little bit self-indulgent, you know, but I haven't done this for a while. I think maybe episode 250 I looked back, and I do like to look back a little bit because, come on, we've been doing this for 7 years. I think we can be a little bit self-indulgent every now and then. So let's start with day one of the 12 Days of Oasis Podcastmas, and I'm going to go in chronological order. The first day is episode one of the Oasis Podcast, which was on the 6th of April 2017, was the official release date. Now, it's a little bit strange. So if you go back and listen to Oasis Podcast episode one now, it's actually kind of one that I re-recorded like a few months later because actually the quality wasn't great. But yeah, just a reminder, I had been doing a few bits and pieces with different other podcasts. Like I was contributing to different podcasts, the main one being the Movie Multiverse podcast, and some good pals there who I ended up interviewing in later episodes. But yeah, Casey Bennett, the host of the Movie Multiverse podcast, was really, really helpful. Helped me out, let me know sort of just how he recorded, how he edited, and helped me out on those first couple of episodes just to get my head around it. And yeah, and so it was really the confidence of having spoken to him. And then, like I've said in here before and with other interviews, like, I just really wanted there to be an Oasis podcast. And so I thought I'd just give it a go and just do one myself. And yeah, it's just mad to think that's, you know, so long ago now, April 2017, as I'm recording this in December 2024. So it is coming up 8 years in April, which is just absolutely insane. Yeah, so like I think that the difference between kind of Oasis starting out in like 91, 92, well, we're already through to like standing on the shoulder of giants, which is madness. Or like the period of Oasis that we actually know from 1994 onwards, you know, we're through from Oasis starting in 94 to Heathen Chemistry in 2002. So it is just completely mad. But anyway, there we go. And that first episode, it was just me talking about what I wanted to be, really. And I didn't plan it out too much. Just take a few steps back. I actually went and started like the Oasis Podcast Twitter first. So I thought, right, that's what I'll do. And that's my tip, sort of, for anyone that's thinking about starting a podcast, starting a YouTube channel, just grab the social media handles for what you want and then just start, like, posting to them. Follow everyone connected to the thing you want to talk about. So I just followed every, like, Oasis-related channel. Most people, well, a lot of people will just follow you back, you know, just naturally. They'll see you and they'll follow you back. And so I'd sort of already started building a little bit of momentum just by posting on Twitter. And then, after I put the first episode out, I picked like a podcast host, one called Podomatic. I uploaded it. And then, it was great. Like within a few days, it had hundreds of listens. I can't remember the exact figures now, but it had hundreds of listens. And, it was brilliant. You could go onto the stats and see all the different countries it had been listened in. So it was fantastic. It was really good fun. And then just for me, like, I just enjoy editing audio. It's just good fun. If you've never done it before, you know, just the way you sort of, you know, you can see little blobs appearing in front of you, you know, and then you find the perfect spot to place a clip. You stop, you edit there, you find your clip, you know, I download them off YouTube typically. You edit it, you sort of fade it in, fade it out, drop it into the right gap. Beautiful. So, you know, in that first episode, as I'm telling my story about how I got into Oasis and that sort of thing, I just would drop in like the clip of the Harry Enfield thing, because that was a big thing for me. Like that was such a big, important part of my life that, you know, I'm massively into Oasis and kind of doing the walk and doing the accent and stuff a little bit. And and then that appears on TV when I'm like 16, 17. I'm like, oh no, everyone's going to take the piss now. And they did.
All right, Kev.
Hi, Perry. How is Manchester?
Yeah, you know, results sorted, top mad for it.
Did you go and see Oasis?
I might have done, who's asking?
Me.
Oh, yeah, right, sorted, top mad for it.
So, yeah, so then when I'm editing the podcast, it was just a case of, splicing it up, you know, making that in the right spot. And I just remember listening back to it and just thinking, this is cool. I've made a podcast, you know, it's great. You know, I do think a podcast should be more than just you hit record, you press stop, you upload it. I know some people do it that way, and I just don't think that's a podcast then. You know, they do a live stream and then that goes out as a podcast. No, like a podcast should be edited in some way, not to the point where it becomes like a full kind of like documentary, like when, you know, the Oasis Listen Up podcast and like the BBC Rise of Oasis podcast and things. Well, they're not really podcasts. That's like a 6-part documentary series. So that's not really a podcast. For me, a podcast is generally an interview, typically, although sometimes there's no one else involved like today, and some sort of interview with, you know, added bits dropped in here and there and edits dropped in here and there. That to me is like the perfect podcast. And and so that was what I really, really wanted it to be. But then to be honest, I didn't really think about that too much. I just knew what I liked. I knew that I really liked the Kevin Smith Batman on Batman podcast, you know, just the way that, you know, he interviewed a wide range of different people and they, you know, the fact they worked on Batman might have only been, you know, 1 week of their lives, but then you'd hear all about where they grew up and how they got into whatever they got into and all that sort of stuff. So I just loved that sort of idea of delving deeper into these people's lives. And so I thought, right, well, if I'm interviewing these people that we know about just because they worked with Oasis briefly, well, let's find out more about them. I'm not just going to talk to them about the Oasis stuff. So that was really important to me. I really liked that factor. And I think it's great. You know, I've dug into sort of so many people's stories that you just find out things about them you just didn't know otherwise. So that I've really, really enjoyed. So that was important to me to kind of cover that off. Like I said, dropping in clips and stuff. So it's more of an experience. It's not just talking. You know that every few minutes you'll get a clip of something, whether it's a music or a bit of archive footage or something like that. So that was important to me as well. But when I started it, I genuinely didn't know what it would be, you know, and it was only once I'd sort of recorded that first episode and I sort of got that uploaded. And then the second episode, which is out there, is kind of me just really following up on that, like saying, wow, okay, people are actually listening to this. I didn't quite expect it to be that. And then, you know, and then it sort of gets into the news side because, you know, there was little bits of news like, you know, the rumour was, will Liam's, you know, is Liam going to do an album coming up and it's going to be called Bold? So, yeah, so that was, you know, oh, cool. Okay, so there's news. I'll be covering news every week or however regularly I put them out.
His the rumour is that his first single as a solo artist will be called Bold, and a mock-up of what potentially could be the cover of the single has got out there, has been leaked, and it's just sort of a profile shot of Liam with the word Bold. So whether or not that's anything, we don't know, so we'll wait and see what happens with there. I think Bold is a pretty decent name for a song. People are saying that it could potentially be this song, which was captured on YouTube with Liam on holiday in Ireland a few months ago. And so it could be. Let's have a listen.
When I wake up, I thought to say,
So that was cool. But then in the meantime, I also started emailing people. So it was really important to me. Like I thought, well, it'd be great to get on some people. You know, I sort of remember drawing up a list. Sort of first off, just like with my friends who I knew were either good at, you know, would be up for talking about Oasis, had some sort of angle on Oasis, like my friend Will Cooper, who we've talked about. He's appeared on the pod before. He's the one that gave me the Definitely Maybe cassette tape. You know, we're Definitely Maybe on one side, B-side's on the other side. So, you know, I thought, well, I'll talk to Will. And also, but he also works in like in BBC Five Live. So he'd be an interesting person to talk to. So I was just thinking like from my own world, like who would I talk to? Who might be interesting? And yeah, I didn't think I'd really get interviews with people like proper famous Oasis related people. I always thought it might be possible, but you just don't know, do you? So anyway, so I drew up a list of like, you know, just people I know or people I'm aware of that I'm sure would be fun to talk to. And then over and above that, I drew up a list of like, well, yeah, who would I talk to if I could talk to anyone from the world of Oasis? You know, whose stories haven't we heard or who would be interesting to find out more about? And one of the first people I messaged was Casey, like I said, from the movie Multiverse podcast. So that was like number three. And that really was sort of my kind of experience of, well, how am I going to make this an interview podcast? You know, so it was really just bouncing ideas off him. But obviously he's not like a massive, super huge Oasis fan, but I knew he'd be up for talking and he really helped me out. So I loved the fact that he was sort of episode number three. But then from there, you know, I'd sort of emailed out to a few different people. And so by the time we get to episode five, we've actually got like Mark Felton, the guy who played harmonica on Round Our Way and The Master Plan and everything. So it's just like, wow, I've actually like interviewed Mark Felton. You know, I'd never heard an interview with him before. All I remember is, oh, there's this like guy who does loads and loads of harmonica on quite a few Oasis, like really big moments. But I found out who he is, emailed him, got him. So it was really great, you know, just really, really special to talk to him. And, you know, it was fantastic.
Okay, well, whatever I did, they asked me to do it live as well. But it wasn't only me, because Isabel fixed the whole of the brass as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So that brass section, including Steve Sidwell and the guys, all them big guys, the trumpet player was actually the one that played, would you believe, on Sergeant Pepper.
No, really? Some of that brass section?
The guy that played the lead trumpet on Sergeant Pepper was, as far as I know, the lead trumpet player on those Oasis sessions.
Wow.
Derek Watkins.
Okay.
He was part of the brass ensemble, the section that we had at times with Oasis. Now, when I did that, the Unplugged by Oasis, which was from the Royal Festival Hall.
Okay.
I didn't get no guidance from Noel on that. I know that he was pretty fed up because they'd had a bit of a round, a pair of them.
Yeah, well, Liam was supposed to sing that show, and then he decided not to, and then ended up in the God shouting abuse at Noel for the rest of the show.
Correct. It wasn't the first time that happened. I think that happened a couple of times, but there was still a good family bond there. However much they ran, they seemed close to me from the outside looking at you, you know.
Yeah.
And then from there, you know, we managed to get hold of Brian Cannon. And then Chris from the Stage Left podcast, and then Brian Garcia, the Oasis collector. So I then sort of just get more and more into that world of Oasis. And, you know, you find out, oh, if I spoke to that person, then that's like a calling card to say, well, you know, I spoke to Mark Felter and I spoke to Brian Cannon. So then you get like Steve White, you know, so to get to talk to Steve White was amazing. So, yeah, so that I think covers, you know, so the first day of Christmas was the first day of the Oasis podcast. But then also, you know, so that was on 6th of April. But then really, I think it kind of covers that first sort of 2 months, really, through to the end of May. And that will kind of do it for today. And come back next time for the second day of Oasis Podcastmas, which is June 2017, which was the return of Liam Gallagher. And I get to interview an actual Oasis member. See you next time.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.